I've reminded that it's important we not succumb to the stories and narratives that are rewriting history as we honor President George Herbert Walker Bush. A colleague made a spot-on comment saying it's much easier to read the headlines about Bush, especially in the New York Times and Washington Post, if you have no memory of anything before, say, the year 2000. Remember, the Washington media establishment said that Bush was a wimp and that his vice president was incompetent, both assertions clearly contradicted by fact. And lest you think the trashing of Bush by the liberal media began in the reelect effort when the media that runs the Democrat Party decided to rally around Bill Clinton, remember the infamous 1987 Newsweek cover released as Bush announced he was first running for president. It showed Bush piloting his fast cigarette boat in yellow rain gear with the giant headline, George Bush Fighting the Wimp Factor. Yes, one of the nation's most read news mags at the time called a man who was an avid outdoorsman and sportsman, a man who'd run the CIA, and a man who had earned the Navy's Distinguished Flying Cross in combat, a wimp. It was a media hit job to make the more bookish man, only when compared to Ronald Reagan, look weak and feckless. It was so wrong that Newsweek editor Evan Thomas eventually, 30 years later, apologized for it, telling the world well after the damage was done that he was wrong and that Bush was anything but a wimp. The hypocrisy of the media, the biased reporting, the actively working for Democrats and to destroy Republicans is nothing new, especially to those with a memory beyond a decade or so. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.